Cowboys played preseason game number 2 on Saturday night. Baltimore wins 37-30. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss is the Cowboys owner and general manager. Good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
Well, what'd you think about what you saw out of your team on Saturday?
Well, I thought it was a disaster. I lost about $100,000 on that game.
How could you lose that? You got all those seats and parking and the corral. And...
Well, I bet Ozzie Newsome $100,000 we'd win. No, we do. We got the corral, and I love the corral, of course, and I do.
Uh-huh.
AKA Ground Zero for STDs in the 1990s. We all shared those venereal diseases back when we were winning. And of course, I'm very excited that we got the game, the big game tonight.
You guys don't play tonight.
No, but Johnny Football sure is. I'm a big Cleveland Browns fan right now. They're my favorite team, as a matter of fact.
Your favorite team?
I'm so mad that Steven and Roosevelt, they swindled me out of taking him in the draft.
Did they?
Well, they did. They did and they didn't, but they did. And they distracted me by telling me that there was a wig salesman in the other room. And when I was in there trying on different styles, they scratched out Zach Martin's Johnny Manziel's name and put Zach Martin there.
Is that what happened? Wow.
It is. It is. And I tell you, I do like my new toupee, but not enough to make it better that I didn't take Johnny Manziel. Matter of fact, there are several quarterbacks that I like better, Texas quarterbacks, and that I like better than Romo. RG3, mm-hmm. Of course, Johnny Manziel. Hell, I'd even take David Ash at this point.
No, you wouldn't.
He's not even eligible to start playing yet.
Hold on a second. I'm taking some ice bucket challenges. Hold on.
All right.
Open it. Oh, let's go. Sorry, Stephen had challenged me.
Well, no, I didn't know you were doing that.
Hold on, let me do some more ice bucket challenge.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it's cold. Okay, I'm back. But I thought Tony Romo looked good.
Romo?
I was worried he was going to twerk his back, but he didn't, and he did, but he didn't.
You mean tweak?
Of course, I couldn't appear on with Babe. You may notice that.
Yeah, where were you? Today. We haven't seen you the whole preseason.
I still got the cold, and
yeah, you sound a little different.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm a little different today. Well, in addition to the cold, I also got the Ebola.
What?
I got some real bad Ebola.
You do not.
And got it from some gal I met at a restaurant, and. So my eyes are leaking blood right now.
Oh, my God.
My colon is prolapsed, so
jeez.
I didn't think Babe wanted to talk to my winking colon. So. But I thought Charlotte did a good job.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did fine.
And next week, Gene has expressed some interest getting up there at halftime and slurring a few words.
What do you mean by that?
Gene likes her white wine during the game. I'm not putting a smile on my face, and then I'm smiling when I say that. Yeah, I do enjoy your laughter, and certainly is helping me as I'm feeling a little poor. My dealer's about to come over with some Molly here in a little bit. So
no.
I'm gonna see Orlando this early in the morning.
Well, stay, all right, well, stay away from that stuff. We'll see you. That's fake Jerry.